Let's hear now from Governor Charlie Baker about his proposal to close a state budget gap that could be as high as $1.8 billion. Yesterday, he presented his plan, which would trim some welfare and early education programs while increasing spending on higher education, aid to cities and towns, and the beleaguered T.
The biggest savings, about $750 million, would come from slowing the rising cost of MassHealth, the state and federal Medicaid program for low-income families and the disabled, which has been rising dramatically in recent years.
Earlier today, we spoke to Governor Baker about this particular challenge and about the rest of his spending plan.
MassHealth has grown by, I think, somewhere between $5 and $6 billion over the course of the past few years, and that has made it extremely difficult for the state to make the sorts of investments people would want to see the state make in other areas, whether you're talking education, transportation, environmental policy, and all the rest. And I think the proposals we've made here, while they will certainly be debated, which is a good thing, are designed to try to get us to the point where MassHealth isn't the tail that wags the dog with respect to state spending.
What will that mean, though, for people who rely on MassHealth, in your view?
I think one of the things that is sort of fundamental to this is a decision on our part to go back to doing the monthly redeterminations that haven't been done for almost 2 years to determine if people actually are, in fact, eligible for MassHealth. We've gone a very long period of time here without actually doing one of the most fundamental functions of the program, which is to make sure people who are on the program are actually eligible to be on the program.
Is that where the savings are going to come from?
That's part of it. There's also proposals in there to do bulk purchasing for durable medical equipment and, by the way, some more expensive pharmaceuticals, which we're going to try to negotiate direct contracts with. And in addition to that, a series of initiatives around payment reform as it relates to some of the high-cost drugs. For example, we really don't think people should be writing opioid prescriptions for more than 14 days.
Let me ask you about this part of your proposal. It does not tap the rainy day fund, and that's something that you promised not to do. But it does include a lot of one-time sources of money, almost $590 million, including a big chunk of money that was intended for the rainy day fund. So the question is this sustainable? And in other words, or does this just sort of kick the can down the road and point to the need for more cuts next year or later?
Well, the budget last year had over $1 billion. I think it was $1.1 billion in one-time revenue sources. What I would say with respect to that, Anthony, is we are not where we should be, but we are directionally correct.
Okay,
we're not taking money out of this. Last year there were all kinds of one-timers, and they took money out of the stabilization fund. I mean, this budget is basically you're correct in saying that. Stuff like the overage and capital gains tax revenue, we're going to appropriate as part of the general fund. Would I prefer not to do that? You bet. But given the size of the gap, which is about $1.8 billion, we felt that there were certain things we could do this year and certain things we're going to have to get to next year and the year after.
I mean, I guess the big question, and I know where you stand on the need for new taxes, but is this sustainable in the long term without considering raising taxes?
Well, Massachusetts raised taxes 5 times in the past 7 years, and yet we have a structural deficit because spending is going up at somewhere between, just left unchecked, it's going up at 7.5% to 8% a year and has been doing that now for almost 18 months. That's just not affordable or sustainable over time.
Well, let me talk about those spending priorities because, and I want to play back for you what Noah Berger said to us yesterday about your budget proposal. Now, he heads, as you know, the Mass Budget and Policy Center, and he said that your budget represents some really good priorities, transportation, education, helping working families. But his concern was that while you laid out great goals, there isn't real investment, real money to support those goals. I'd love to get your response to his concern.
I don't know. I think a 3.6% increase in general local aid, unrestricted local aid to cities and towns is real money. I think a $105 million increase in state support for Chapter 70 education, K-12 education is real money. A 3% increase in higher education for the state's public higher education institutions is real money. I mean, part of this becomes, Anthony, at that point, we're not arguing so much about direction as we are about amounts.
And, right.
And by the way, we also put a $65 million increase to support the MBTA and created a weather resiliency fund so that we don't have a winter next year on the T like the one we had this year.
Let me just ask about the MBTA, because as you mentioned, part of your budget proposes extra money there. This has been a much studied issue. Estimates for fixing the T have come in as high as $6.5 billion. Now, even if that's high, where is the money going to come from to fix the T?
Well, I have a working group that's got a number of pretty talented and experienced people who are working their way through some of the issues associated with the T and the breakdown that took place over the course of the past month, including the former head of the New York Transit Authority, who's now over at Harvard. We asked them to basically take a look at governance, finance, and operations. And, you know, most of the time, having been through this with many other troubled organizations before, it's not usually one thing that's driving the problem. It's usually multiple things, which is why we asked them to look at a variety of things as they went through this process. And I'm frankly anxious to see what they have to say. And I think it will be very helpful, not just for us, but for the legislature and for the public in trying to frame and consider what the right options are going forward.
All right. Well, Governor Charlie Baker, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us today. We're very grateful.
Okay, Anthony, take care.
All right, take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, stay with us, because coming up, Gamergate and the misogyny in the world of gaming. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.